So let's review. When kruv v'durmask and two different types of cooked vegetables, along with pargiyot, partridge meat, was placed before them. Bakapor gave one of them permission to make a bracha on behalf of all of them. Without any hesitation, that student went ahead and made a shahakal on the meat, believing that with that bracha, he would be mitzi the cooked vegetables as well. When the second student laughed at him, believing that he had made a mistake, Bakapor rebuked them both. The second student for not being considerate of the first student's feelings, and the first student for not asking him, his Rebbe, first what bracha to say. The Gemara goes on to explain that the machlokes between them is based on whether cooked vegetables lose their original chashivas and bracha. The first student held that once vegetables are cooked, it loses its original chashivas, and you no longer say a bo'i pradama over them, only a shahakal. Since all three items in front of him were the same bracha, he therefore felt that he should say a shahakal over the meat, which was the most chaviv to him. However, the other student held that you need to say a bo'i pradama on the vegetables even after they were cooked. Therefore, he should have made a bracha over the cooked vegetables first, since they are considered more chashiv. The Gemara, however, rejects this explanation and says that it could be very well that both held that you say a shahakal on cooked vegetables as well. And the reason for the disagreement is because one holds that chaviv adif, that which one likes most, is the most important factor, while the other holds that zayin adif, vegetables are more important because they provide sustenance. Amar Abzeru ke'avinam be'Rav Huna amalon. Abzeru says when he went to visit Rav Huna, Rav Huna told him that on gargilda delifti, cut up turnips, if the pieces are large, then we say adama. However, if it was cut into small tiny pieces, only shahakal is said. Rav Zeru then goes on to tell us, ke'ason lebe Rav Yehuda amalon, that when he visited Rav Yehuda, he told him that even on small pieces, you still say adama, because the smaller pieces taste even sweeter. Amar Rav Ashi. Kavina be Rav Kahana amalon. Vashi said that when he visited Rav Kahana, he first told him that on tavshula de silka, a cooked beet dish, which usually doesn't have much flour added to it, we say a hadama. But on tavshil de lifta, a cooked turnip dish, which usually has a lot of flour added to it, we say mezoinus. But then Rav Kahana changed his mind and said, idvi idi bar pri adama, that even on the turnip dish, we should say hadama because the flour is added lidvuke ba'alma, to help keep the food together, but not for taste purposes. Therefore, it does not affect the bracha. Amr Rav Chizda, Tavshel shel trodin yofa lalei v'tov lanayim. Rav Chizda then goes on to tell us about the many advantages of a cooked beet dish, and says that it is good for the heart and eyes, for kol shkin lebnei ma'ayim, and certainly for the digestive tract. With Abaya adding, provided that it was cooked thoroughly. Next, the Gemara discusses maya deshifta, dill soup dish. Rav Ashi asks, when dill is added to a cooked dish, is it added for its taste, which would cause the dish to require bracha of adama, or is it added only to remove a bad odor in the dish and would therefore not affect the bracha? The Gemara answers that in Masechtas Uktzin, the Mishnah tells us that dill, which was originally truma, Mishnah nosna tambik deira, once it imparted its flavor into a cooked dish, the remaining stalks lose their status as truma because they are now tasteless. We see from here that dill is indeed cooked in order to add flavor, and therefore it is just like any other cooked vegetable soup, and the adama is required. The Gemara now begins a lengthy discussion on different types of breads and its brachas. Pas tznuma, hard pieces of bread. Amar b'chir ba'ashi, pas tznuma b'ka'ara. If small cut-up pieces of hard bread were placed into a soup to soak, if b'chir ba'ashi holds that we may make a hamoitzi over them, even if there is a larger piece of bread nearby, since this is to him now chaviv. Rav Chiya, however, holds that you must always say hamoitzi in a larger piece, because he holds that tzarch shetich lebrochem apas, that you need to break the bread apart as you finish saying the bracha. Maskif la Rava. Rava doesn't understand and asks that even according to Rav Chiya, in the end the bracha was also said over a smaller broken piece of bread. Therefore he argues with both Rav Chiya Barashi and Rav Chiya and says that mevarech v'achakech b'tzeah. First we make the bracha and only then do we break the bread apart. The Gemara concludes this section by adding that the halacha follows Rava, that mevarech v'achakech b'tzeah. Itma. If one has a choice of making a bracha over a complete small loaf of bread or on a larger broken piece of bread, Rav Huna says that mevarach al pesisin, you should say hamoitzi on the larger broken piece, and Rav Yochanan says shleima mitzem in the mufcha, we make a bracha over the whole loaf since that is the more important feature. However, if the choice is between the bread made of wheat or bread made from barley, they both agree that the bracha is said over the wheat bread, even if it has only a broken piece, because the superiority of wheat is the overarching feature, since the Torah itself mentions wheat before barley. Amir b'yamir ba'abba, ketanoi. V'yamir ba'abba believes that this machlekes is similar to the machlekes mentioned in the Brice that discusses separating truma from a mixture of onions, which contains large cut-up pieces, and smaller whole onions. The Tanna Kamma holds that Tarmin Bitzel Katan Sholem, that when separating truma, one should rather separate a smaller whole onion than a larger half onion, while Rabbi Yehuda holds Chatzi Bitzel Godol, that one can give even a part of a full onion. Rabbi Yemin Ba'aba believes that the Machlokes is based on the following. The Tanna Kamma holds that Sholem is more important, while Rabbi Yehuda holds that larger is better. The Gemara, however, rejects this and says that they both could agree that a larger half onion is superior. However, that Machlekes is talking about where the cutting was not available, and therefore the Truma onions would have to be put into storage for a while, with the Tanna Kamma saying that since cut-up half onions don't store well, you should rather put away smaller whole onions. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, V'yirei shemayim yoytzei deshneim, that a God-fearing Jew acts according to both, and then when a larger broken piece and a smaller whole loaf of bread are in front of us, that we make a bracha while holding both in our hands, as Ma'abered Ravina, who would place the broken piece under the whole loaf and then make the bracha. Now Papa then says that everyone agrees that this is indeed the custom on Pesach night to place the broken matzah under the whole matzah while saying the bracha, since the Torah calls matzah lechem oini. Rav Abba says, however, that on Shabbos we use two complete loaves because the Torah refers to the bread of Shabbos as lechem mishnah, a double portion of bread. Adav concludes with a few short statements about the personal practices of certain Amiram while making a bracha over bread on Shabbos. Rav Kahana, Nokit Tarti Ubotze Chada. Rav Kahana made the bracha while holding both loaves of challah, but broke off a piece to eat only from one of them. Rav Zeira, Batza Akula Shirusa. Rav Zeira would break off an extra large piece to show how special the Shabbos Suda was to him, and was not concerned if it looked a bit improper. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, they would look to make a bracha v'amoytzi on Rifta de Rupta. Challah used for the Shabbos Erev, hoil this Aved Be Mitzvah, since a mitzvah was already performed with those challahs.